Hello and welcome to another dark episode of Dark Hollywood.
We're doing something different today, actually.
What? Dark Hollywood is different, Paul. That's the spinoff of B-Movie Mania.
Yeah, I know. You and me. This is not an episode of Dark Hollywood.
But I'm here and you're here.
Right, because this is our special announcement that we're going to make.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
What are we announcing?
We have a very special announcement for all of those B-Movie Maniacs out there who enjoy them some B-Movie Mania.
So, Paul, you telling me, even though this isn't a Dark Hollywood episode, we're going to get to the origins and bottom of what B-Movie Mania came from?
That is exactly correct. I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, well, we talked about it beforehand, so that's why I said it.
We did.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. We do have an exciting thing to announce.
It's 5 years cool. In the making.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe it's been 5 years since we started the original B-Movie Mania project.
Not a lot of maniacs probably know this, but here is the scoop, folks. Back when Mike and I were living together in the city of Chicago, and
Illinois.
That's correct, in Illinois. We were trying to come up with a concept for a new show. And what ended up happening was we came up with this idea called B-Movie Mania. And I know you're thinking, well, yeah, that's the podcast that we listen to and love all the time. Well, you're right. But before the podcast, Mike, what did we do?
Well, we built a set in our apartment. Mm-hmm. And used it to film 12 half-hour-long episodes of a formatted-for-cable-access show, B-Movie Mania.
Like a TV show?
Yes, yes. And, we filmed it. We watched movies.
What happened to it?
We talked about them. What happened to it? Well, you got famous.
No.
And moved to L.A.
I did move to L.A., yes.
Yeah. So we filmed it all, and then It's a hard thing to do with just one person, because I honestly did jack shit other than mostly the acting in it the reviewing.
I mean, that's not your fault. I said, I'm going to put this together and it's going to be great. And then it was way harder than I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, the product is great. The end product is, you could tell that every second of those last 5 years was spent on this beautiful masterpiece.
Wait, how do you know?
I haven't seen it. I was just trying to you know, I assume, Paul, you have the magic touch of things.
I think it's pretty cool.
Good. All right. So, listener, yes, this is also going to be new for me because I haven't seen the final product.
Right.
And have forgotten most of the movies we talked about.
Which I'm actually excited, you know, that you're going to kind of get to check it out along with everybody else.
Yeah, that will be fun.
Right. So here's the scoop, folks. Here's how this is going to go. Because obviously I am not on the podcast full time anymore. I'm off doing other stuff. One of the things that I've been working on, honestly, is putting together this TV show for you guys. So me and Mike are going to be on the TV B-Movie Mania, and you, Jay, and Chris are still going to be handling the podcast.
And it's going to be exciting. We're working out distribution at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we should have talked about this before, Paul, huh? Are we putting it up on YouTube first, or are we going to still wait?
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. And yes, we should have talked about it, but you know what? We're just winging it.
Guys, we're just having fun with this here.
Yeah. So, yes, we're currently in talks right now with a public access cable network in Chicago to air B-Movie Mania, the TV show, probably once every other week, similar to the podcast. So I think what's going to happen, and we'll obviously give you guys more details on this when we get it worked out, but we just wanted to make this announcement so you guys know that B-Movie Mania will be airing on, hopefully, television, and then maybe, I don't know, a day or two later, it will air on B-Movie Mania's YouTube channel. So you can check it out there if you're not in Chicago or if you don't have cable.
I'll tell you what, Paul. We do have something I like to call a teaser to share of the show.
Indeed.
That that we could pop up now.
Sure.
To have, you know, that way you could get a little teaser. You know, this isn't a lie, that this isn't just some sort of preemptive stalling or anything like that. This is legit. A legit announcement.
Yeah, I mean, April Fool's Day is like 2 or 3 weeks away, so that's not what this is. This is real stuff.
That would be weird, though. That would be good. I wonder what the B Movie Maniacs got planned for April Fool's Day. Now that you mention it, though.
So yeah, go to bmoviemania.com, check out the preview for the TV show, and hopefully you guys will be interested in watching it because we put a lot of hard work into it. The format is different, by the way, from the podcast. Because it's you and me. We didn't know Chris and Jay yet. We hadn't met them yet.
Hadn't met them.
And then B, we review two movies per episode. So it's a half-hour show. Each episode is a half hour. But you get two movie reviews within that time frame. And you're going to be like watching clips of the movie as we're reviewing them. It's a whole thing. It's three cameras. I mean, it's a whole production that we did on this thing.
It really was. It's kind of amazing. We have a three camera setup with a set that just the two of us did.
Yeah.
No crew, nothing, just us. And mostly, like I said, you, Paul. mostly you.
No, but I mean, like, we painted the walls that color of blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The set is, man, I miss that set. It's beautiful.
Well, at some point, I don't know if you remember this, but we did sort of a tour of the set. So our maniacs will get to check out at some point, a tour of the B-Movie Mania TV set.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm excited to see that because I don't live in that apartment anymore.
Right.
And I had to tear that set down when we moved, and it hurt. I had to paint over that beautiful blue.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was towards the end. Like, we recorded the last episode of that show, I think, maybe a day or two before I moved. Like, it was right up to the wire there. We're like, okay, we got to knock out this last one. And then I was out of there.
Yeah. That's right. Forgot. Yeah. And we spent time. I had to like send you some VHSs to make sure we got the proper transfers and stuff. And, you know, we filmed some we filmed some B unit stuff technically too.
True. Yes.
Cause there's a fun little segment breaking up the reviews. I won't say what that is, but each episode has a special little segment.
It's called Man on the Street.
Yes, it is.
I said it.
Okay. I mean, you know, that, it's fun. Those are fun. I'm excited to see those, especially.
Absolutely. So as as we start season three of the podcast, we are going to be running all 12 episodes of B-Movie Mania, the TV show, during season three of the podcast. And I'm pretty sure that the TV show, because since the podcast airs on Tuesdays, I think we'll put the TV show out on YouTube on Fridays. Friday night, you can check it out and have a party, get some friends together. It's going to be good.
You're going to want to. Make sure you got some good snacks.
Mike, anything you want to say about season three of the podcast while we're here?
Yeah, I mean, I am fucking pumped. There are some bangers in season three. We've already, you know, been working on it, getting it prepared, getting ready to release it. And man, the opening episode is a really fun one. It's a whole adventure. I think you're going to like to see how we introduce season three. You know, just, man, there's some real hot stuff in this one.
There's some doozies.
Oh, God.
So I'm told. So I hear.
Yeah, well, hopefully, Paul, maybe you'll be able to jetpack your way back in at some point.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, I mean, I guess, maniacs, get ready for it. Keep a literal eye out, because you're going to need those eyes to see this part in this version of V-Movie Mania. Thanks for listening to this little bad boy. And thanks, Paul, for, you know, working so hard on this project. And, you know, but thanks for being on.
It's my pleasure. And we'll see all of you maniacs for season three of B
Movie
Mania! Wow, that's going to need like no editing. Cool.
I don't think so. I think everything we said is uncuttable.